This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It was a busy, busy day on Capitol Hill today. The Comey-Russia hearings on the House side, the Gorsuch confirmation hearings on the Senate side, news of which is everywhere. We, meanwhile, are going to bring you tomorrow's news today, or more accurately, 2 years from next Wednesday's news today. We can do that because this morning, the British government told the European Union that it's going to formally start Brexit negotiations on March 29th. That gives the Brits 2 years to extricate themselves from the EU with, they hope, minimal economic damage. But as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London, it is likely to be 2 years of extremely hard bargaining.
Prime Minister May is touring the UK before triggering the exit talks next week. Today she was in Wales selling the economic benefits of Brexit.
When people voted in the referendum last year, it wasn't just about leaving the EU. I think they did vote for change. Part of that is about building a stronger economy.
The exit talks will decide issues like how much the UK will have to pay to get out of the EU and eventually what will be its new trading relationship with the bloc. If all goes to plan, Britain could be out by March 29th, 2019. Richard Tice, a leading Leave campaigner.
Well, obviously, we're delighted that we know what day in 2019, finally and delightfully, the United Kingdom will be leaving the European Union.
Not necessarily. The talks could break down. Britain could crash out earlier than scheduled and without a trade deal. Simon Tilford at the Centre for European Reform in Brussels.
There's a real contrast between this rather jaunty optimism of the British government and this sort of rather sceptical mood in Brussels.
The most senior official in Brussels has just said Britain faces a choice, eat what's on the table or don't come to the table at all.
So it's far from obvious that Britain will negotiate as favourable a deal as many think possible.
The first stumbling block could be financial. Brussels negotiators have spoken of Britain paying around $63 billion as an exit fee. The UK government dismissed that figure as laughable. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.